So we're at Cornwall Expo, being held at the Newquay Aero Hub, and it's a chance to see what's going on in the tourism industry in Cornwall, the future as well, seeing things like new GWR coaches with Cornish on the side, and the new, you know, the new livery for the buses as well, and even a rocket car, a mock-up of a rocket car. With me at the moment, I've got the leader of Cornwall Council, John Pollard. So just tell me, first of all, you know, what is the aim of holding this expo?
Well, you've explained it quite well, in the sense that there is an enormous amount that's going on, an enormous amount that's been achieved, and we wanted to showcase that as an opportunity to get people's ideas and impressions on what we can do next. So we are looking forward by establishing where we are now and where we hope to go. So as you've said, the infrastructure is improving. We're dualling the road at Temple. We want then to work on the A38 and make sure those improvements are there. The airport is growing. The GWR are putting a lot of money into their franchise with the sleeper train and the new trains and so on. We're having an integrated bus service. That's very important to us because under the Cornwall devolution deal, we have the powers to integrate those transports and actually manage them in a way in which people in remote areas of Cornwall can get access. So it's very exciting what's been happening. We've got £800 million being spent in the next 5 years, and we're looking forward after that. The basis of it being that we need to grow the economy, and clearly tourism is a vital part of that economy.
Okay, so tourism's one part, and that's what we're celebrating here. But what sort of a way are you going to measure that success in the future?
Well, I mean, we've had aid from Europe 3 times now because our economy is below a certain level. We need to get above that level so that we no longer need that sort of handout from Europe, but we are a thriving, self-financing, vibrant economy going forward. And if we have that, then wage levels will rise, there'll be more employment opportunities and so on, so that the quality of the jobs can improve and we can become a much more sustainable place.
Okay, so what is the work that needs to be done on the inside over the next few years to actually make sure that this all continues rolling and we see all those visitors and those jobs created?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to make sure that the money that is now available, that's about 500 million euros of European money, is spent wisely and well and to maximum effect. The second thing to do is to make sure we put into bids for government for what's called growth funding so that we have the schemes, we have the projects, we have the opportunities to bring that money in and make sure that all that is matched with private investment and entrepreneurial development so that we become, as I said before, self-sustaining in that way.
So we're standing in the main performance arena at the expo at Newquay Aero Hub, right next to a new liveried GWR sleeper carriage, which has been acting as one of the walls to the presentation area. Malcolm Bell of Visit Cornwall has been leading the big show, and you've been talking about the way things have developed with the new CIC. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I think the issue is, I think probably this time last year there was still a lot of kerfuffle in the press about the council removing the funding and all the challenges that would be. And I think a lot of people were quite upset, angry, and said, you know, how dare they? I think a year on, and looking at the austerity and cuts to come, like I said at the end of my speech, I think in hindsight, people will turn around and say, for whatever reason, the council were quite far-sighted in looking at this, because what we've actually been able to do is take a great asset in the visitcornwall.com website and all the assets we had to turn it into an industry-owned body, to do a lot of effective marketing. We're getting good results this year, and I don't have to worry about the cuts. I mean, we've got Great Western Railway have just come on board as our headline tourism champion. They're funding us and supporting us for the next few years. We've got great support from the industry, so we're now in a stronger position. I'm not looking over my shoulder wondering what cuts will come.
So you've also been talking about what you have to do, things like turning heads and then going on from there.
Yeah, I mean, the one advantage we've got, and maybe we're lucky people, the likes of Doc Martin, Don't ever forget Doc Martin. Paul Dark is on top of Doc Martin, on top of Rick Stein, on top of lots of media exposure. Is that gets people to actually think a bit of Cornwall. What enables that to do is we can then do great PR work with them, getting journalists down. We've got international journalists next week to do with Doc Martin. We've got them queuing up to do Paul stuff on Paul Dark. That combined with social media, digital marketing, and the number one website, visitcornwall.com, is growing strong, enables us to keep that machine moving. So we would be in a weak position if we didn't have such good media exposure. But let's face it, the media exposure's here because Cornwall's so beautiful with such a rich culture. So we've got to look after the beauty, look after the culture. The media will come. We can work that.
Okay, so just talk about how GWR came on board.
His discussion's been going on a while. Obviously, you know, a lot of people do come on the train. The vast majority still come by car. With their new livery, the new sleeper and everything else, we've had discussions. So we've been working very closely. They want to support the promotion of Cornwall. Enlightened self-interest, but they're giving more than they'll get back. So 10 out of 10 for GWR. But it's actually a great partnership. And that's what you're starting to see in other parts of the world, really, where, you know, it can be hire car companies, transport companies working with tourism bodies. So it's not just publicly funded. But equally, you know, can you imagine, you know, we're only in discussions on the overseas marketing, somebody coming from Eurostar, arriving in St Pancras, coming over to Paddington, staying in the new facilities they've got there, coming down on the sleeper and waking up in a morning to look out the window and looking at Cornwall, and then going back either via the air routes, but maybe more importantly on the train, having a Pullman dining service on your way back to London. You know, this is a new wave of great railway experiences, and it's something we can sell and help them with.
Did Malcolm Bell go for an extras job in Poldark?
I put a hat on once, but I just looked like a bigger idiot than I do normally, so I took that one off. I've been desperately seeking, and I'm looking at a likely candidate as I am now, for a Aidan Turner lookalike to be seen around the county. No, I didn't, but it is great stuff, and we've just got some research in from August results. And, you know, actually Doc Martin leads Poldark at the moment, but that's Series 8. Can you imagine that Poldark will be by Series 5? And last month, USA traffic to our website for the first time ever beat German traffic, and that's on the back of Doc Martin and Poldark. So what I hope is that as number one destination in the UK, because we just won the Travel Zoo top destination, be announced today. But why have we only got 4% overseas? We've got a world-class product. That should be 12 to 15%, never more than that. But we've got to treble that high volume of stuff. And we've got the product, we've got the culture, we've got the scenery, we've got the hotels, we've got the restaurants, we've got now improved transport systems. So my always discussion is, if you've got a great product and you can market it well, as long as the customer can get to you, you've got it. And that's the last thing that's coming in with the infrastructure to get those overseas customers, as well as those further afield in the UK.